This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. Study the Arab period and Khilafah of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu and you will realize and discover it is brimming with richness and meaning. There is this amazing dialogue between Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, the leader of the army of Qadisiyah. This army comprised of stalwarts, of giants, of legends, of luminaries. وَمَضَى الْجَيْشُ الْمُبَارَكُ وَفِيهِ تِسْعَةٌ وَتِسْعُونَ بَدْرِيًّا. For the record, it comprised of 99 veterans and participants of Badr. Allahu Akbar. وَثَلَاثُمِئَةُ وَبِضْعَةَ عَشَرْ مِمَّنْ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ صُحْبَةٌ فِي مَا بَيْنَ بَيْعَةِ الرِّضْوَانِ فَمَا فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ. And 310 odd Sahaba who participated in the pledge of Ridwan. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. For whom Allah had declared his happiness and joy. وَثَلَاثُمِئَةُ مِمَّنْ شَهِدُوا فَتْحَ مَكَّةِ. And 300 odd Sahaba who participated in the conquest of Mecca. وَسَبْعُ مِئَةٍ مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الصَّحَابَةِ. And 700 sons and descendants of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. The army is about to leave under the auspices of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu. Umar radiyallahu anhu whispers in his ears, يَا سَعْدُ لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَنْ قِيلْ خَالُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. O Sa'd, let this not deceive you that people refer to you as the uncle of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because the truth be told, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَمْحُو السَّيِّئَ بِالسَّيِّئِ وَلَكِنْ يَمْحُو السَّيِّئَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ. Because Allah will not repel evil with evil, but He surely will repel evil with good. يَا سَعْدُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أَحَدٍ نَسَبٌ إِلَّا الطَّاعَةِ. O Sa'd, for the record, between Allah and His servants, there is no lineage, there is no relationship other than obedience and submission. فَالنَّاسُ شَرِيفُهُمْ وَوَضِيعُهُمْ فِي ذَاتِ اللَّهِ سَوَى. اللَّهُ رَبُّهُمْ وَهُمْ عِبَادُهُ يَتَفَاضَلُونَ بِالتَّقْوَى وَيُدْرِكُونَ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بِالطَّاعَةِ. The only way to gain the proximity of Allah is obedience and compliance. With these words echoing in the ears of Sayyidina Sa'd radiyallahu anhu, مَضَى الْجَيْشُ الْمُبَارَكُ, the blessed army advances. The hadith of Bukhari, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his daughter, يَا فَاطِمَا سَلِينِي مَا شِئْتِ مِنْ مَالِي. O my daughter, ask of me whatever you want in this world. لَا أُغْنِي عَنْكِ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. In akhira, each person will be paid up to his or her actions. And that is what will rescue a person. I leave you with this profound Arabic poem in which the poet says, لَيْسَ الْفَتَى مَنْ يَقُولُ كَانَ أَبِي وَكَانَ جَدِّي. There is no merit and credit to the young man who relies on the excellency of his ancestors. إِنَّمَا الْفَتَى مَنْ يَقُولُ هَا أَنَا ذَا. But true merit and virtue belongs to that young man who can present his own good deeds on the scale on the day of Qiyamah.